Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. A little extra there on the end. Coming to you once again from the beautiful Neptune Theater in Seattle, Washington. It's Thursday, September 1st, 2016. Yeah, it is, lady. And I'd like to parallax view your name tags. What kind of name tags have we got? Can we get the house lights up a little bit? Oh, no. What a wonderful job you've done. As usual, the balcony decided to sit it out. Good for you guys. You're like, we're going to get there late. We're not going to bring name tags. But the floor, oh my God. Free Willy, Kill Phil, Hot Tub Tim Machine, The Empire Mike's Back, Blazing Saddles. I don't know where your name is in that one. Is your name Lays? Liz Big Wudowski. Too Fast, Too Ferrante. All right. 10 Things I Hate About Stew. Tomb Raider, but I'm guessing your name is Tom.
It's Sarah Cross.
Your name is Sarah? Sarah Cross, Tomb Raider? All right. Michael Kills instead of Machete Kills, Rocky Horror Victor Show. What's that Darth Vader thing? Is that like one of those, it's like a, what? It's a pinata? A Darth Vader pinata, all right. Fair enough. Well, good job, everybody. There's lots of great name tags for my guests to choose from. Yeah. Someone wrote to me today on Twitter, will my shitty name tag get chosen? I was like, you never know. You never know what wacky things my guests are going to do. Doug plugs Denver, Colorado, Monday, Labor Day. And then Doug Loves Movies returns to Los Angeles Tuesday at the UCB Sunset at 8:30. And Saturday, September 10th, Doug Loves Movies is at the Improv in Orlando, Florida at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com. One more time, DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Colonel Sklar, a.k.a. Todd Sklar, past and future Douglas Movies guest, tweeted, Dirty Dancing is a really good prequel slash origin story for Roadhouse. This has been Tweet Relief, Pain Don't Hurt edition. Yeah! From the corrections department, Ellen Burstyn was not in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'm tired of hearing about it. And there is Nashville's in Indiana, Arkansas, and like 12 other fucking places. There's not more Seattle's in other states, are there? Just the one. That's how it should be. Yeah, and thank you for coming out tonight, even though there's a preseason game that doesn't matter happening right now. It matters in that someone might get injured and out for the season. Like, I don't even know why they bother. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody important. Let's look in the prize bag. I've got $40 Canadian. I know you guys, you're like, let's go up to Vancouver, get fucked up. Well, the first $40 worth of drinks is on me. Got a pipe from our friends at Peacemaker. Got a coloring book called Phil Bill Volume 1. I promised it, and I delivered. A T-shirt from, I was on the Jim Gaffigan show, and they sent me a T-shirt that says the Jim Gaffigan School of Ballet on it. It does not come close to fitting on me. A Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. And what is this? Do you guys remember a band called The Network? Neither do I, that's why I'm giving it away. The album's called Money Money 2020. Sounds good to me. All that is in the prize bag, plus stuff that's brought by my four guests tonight. All previous appearers. Is that even a word, appearer? They've all made previous appearances on the show. Please give a big, warm Seattle welcome to Ken Jennings, Justin Robinson, Andy Haynes, and Graham Elwood. People are yelling out for their favorites. But let's meet them individually. Let's meet them individually, starting with, I think, because it's been the longest since he's been on the show, Andy Haynes is here, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
Local Seattle comedy phenom, what moved to Los Angeles, return engagement this weekend. All weekend long, you're at Bumbershoot?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll be there. I'm back.
Are you pumped about Bumbershoot?
Fucking stoked, dude. $130 a day? Hell yeah.
That's how much you have to pay to perform to at Bumbershoot?
To see me. It's going to be awesome.
What's a music act you're looking forward to seeing at the Bumbershoot?
Just all day Macklemore, all day long. Macklemore morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, you're like, more Mackle.
More Mackle.
I want more Mackle.
More Mackle.
I went to high school with him, so I'm just hoping to
You
reunite.
Went to high school with Macklemore?
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
I thought you grew up in a good neighborhood.
He had some strong magnet programs, Macklemore. He taught the APP classes, so...
All right. It's good to have you back, buddy. We went on the 311 cruise together, Andy and I, and he decided to quit booze and weed 2 weeks before that cruise.
Yeah. And we went to Jamaica.
Yeah, it was really, really crazy, but you got through it.
Yeah, I did.
I know what that's like.
Just put that flare gun in my mouth.
Yeah, Graham's been on a 311 cruise without drinking or smoking also, and there's still other things that are fun about it, but...
Yeah, like getting a contact high at sea.
Yeah. Why not? Since I'm talking to him, let's say hi to him. Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
What's up, Seattle? Yeah.
LA Podcast Festival is entering its 14th year. And what is it, fifth year? And it's in Los Angeles. Is anybody planning on going down for it? Nobody?
All right.
It's cool. It takes a lot to, buy a ticket and a hotel room, but it's totally worth it if you want to get up close and personal with all your favorite podcasts.
And if you can't make it, you can watch the whole weekend. If you buy the live, we've live video streamed the whole weekend, and then we archive all videos for 30 days after. It's $25. But hold on, Doug. You can save $5 if you use coupon code CFN at LAPodFest.com. Yeah, suck it.
CFN, cock fucking
Nutburger.
Nutburger is the best way to remember CFN. Don't try to remember it by what it actually stands for, which is comedy film nerds. Go with cock sucking, fucker fucking Nutburger.
Hashtag cock sucking fuck Nutburger.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Here's my book.
We'll talk about that in a second. I know you're uncomfortable holding a book, but just wait for a minute. Oh, no. It's on the ground, just like the Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh. I love how people just put them up on the stage. I just want to kick that box up into the balcony.
I'm going to chuck the shit out of those in that balcony.
All right,
get your dicks hard. I'm going to ring toss into that balcony.
Get your dicks hard, balcony. Dicks out for Harambe.
Yep. Are any girls up there that got those really long nipples? Get them nice and hard. We're going to hang it up like a coat on a rack.
Come on, you long-nippled girls. Fucking LNG.
Hashtag.
Let's say hello to, you know him on the local radio as The Rev, it's Justin Robinson, everybody.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Mornings on KISW.
The Rock.
Of Seattle. Yeah.
Rock.
And, what's the show called now? It's called BJ and Migs?
BJ and Migs, yep.
BJ and Migs.
Yep.
So I know you guys listen to that every morning when you know, those of you that wake up in the morning. And
I know you listen because I love to play games on the show.
Yeah,
doing,
I love
Beat Migs.
The game portions. And I come in and kick Migs' ass every time. And we were going to have a contest to see if you or Migs could appear tonight, but there was no show this morning.
Yeah.
So we just said, Migs, stay home, because movie trivia is not his.
No, he knows
4K.
Hockey movies, so he knows Miracle and Goon, and that's about
Slapshot?
Slapshot, yes, and pretty much that, and wrestling movies, movies involving wrestlers.
Wait, I'm going to think of one, another hockey movie.
Mighty Ducks, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Get your cock hard. I'm going to throw a donut on it.
I meant, yes, Mystery Alaska is better. I meant a hockey movie about adults.
Well, there was one drunk adult in
it. Not children's hockey.
Miracle?
Yeah, he said Miracle already.
Fuck. Strange Brew.
All right. Audience yelling out answers part is over. Don't get in the habit.
Sorry.
Get your nipples hard, Strange Brew lady.
And also joining us on this stage, because it's Seattle and you can't not ask him. Is that a double negative? He would know because he's the smartest man alive. Ken Jennings, everybody.
So you don't actually want me here. You just can't not.
No, seriously, I'm sick of you and don't like you at all. And I'm like, but I'm in Seattle. I gotta ask him. He's the most famous Seattleite.
You didn't even ask me. I was just like texting you all day. Hey, Doug, you haven't gotten back to me. What time's the show?
I'm like, hang on. I'm waiting to hear back from Bill Nye.
Because Macklemore could not be here. Ken Jennings.
All Ken Jennings all the time for me. You're one of my favorite guests on the show, and it's great to be able to lure you into this whenever we're near your home. Your wife was going to come, but she decided a PTA meeting was more interesting.
Back to school night.
I apologize.
Like she loves you, Doug. I feel like this would beat PTA meeting, but back to school night, come on.
Yeah, you're right. That is a pretty exciting night.
they have all the rest of the Bumbershoot guys you couldn't get, like Billy Idol's there. It's amazing. They had Tame Impala at Back to School Night.
Yeah, it's weird that I don't have access to Billy Idol. Couldn't get him to show up a day early and snarl at everybody. Let's go down the line, starting with you, Ken. What you brought, like what looks like a lunch sack. For the prize bag, what's in that beautiful bag?
This actually is my lunch, which means I ate my prize earlier. I have a copy of my latest book, The Junior Genius Guide to Dinosaurs. Teep it applause from 9-year-olds who like dinosaurs. I have an extra large t-shirt for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Game show that made me famous. Like Jeopardy doesn't have t-shirts, they just give out old extra large Who Wants to Be a Millionaire t-shirts from 2001. I have a William Shatner as Admiral Kirk action figure from Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Ooh.
Not exactly mint in box, so no resale value, but
that's a nice item. Did you keep purses Kambada?
I actually did have purses Kambada, I think, but you know.
Not in the bag tonight.
That one's a little more, the paint's a little more rubbed off in certain places, so.
Get your dicks hard, balcony, come on.
Dicks out for V'ger. And I have singing in her first movie musical, Barbie. The Princess and the Pauper on DVD. It's an exciting straight-to-video item. An hour and 26 minutes. This thing's feature length, my friends.
Wow. I'm so glad this is on DVD because, it's the best format for watching a children's Barbie movie.
It's actually really dark.
Barbie, it says at the top it's her first movie musical. Thank you, Ken. What do you got, Andy?
I don't be fooled. I didn't get this at the UW bookstore just now. I bought this days ago. I got a Bernie Sanders mug. because I know your audience, I think. And these are my favorite candies. They're trolley eggs.
Wow.
They're gummy eggs.
Okay.
And I tried to get a Seahawks like weed pipe, but I couldn't find one because they've all been purchased. They're sold out.
Yeah, they're all being used vigorously right now.
Right now.
Who are the Seahawks playing?
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
The very intimidating Raiders.
Their fans are intimidating. That's about
it. So how's that gonna
it.
How's that gonna pan out? Who cares?
Yeah.
Good
there's
point.
The spirit.
All right.
See what you did?
We thought because there was a game going on that you guys would be watching it instead of here chanting. This might be the one Doug Loves Movies where they don't chant that shit. But that's how into it you guys are. You're ignoring it, and you're still super into it. But I appreciate you being here. I'm not complaining. Rev, what do you got for the old... you got your own bag, too.
I did bring my own bag, and there's a whole bunch of random shit in here. First, I have way too many Nerf guns because, as an adult...
Right, more like than one Nerf gun is way too many Nerf guns.
Yeah, right. So I brought a Nerf gun. Preloaded.
It's preloaded with what? Nerf?
Well, Nerf darts, yeah.
What, Nerf darts?
Bullet piercing armor.
Yeah.
But we'll lose the darts if we shoot it?
Probably.
Okay.
You got to cock back the little handle there. It's like a shotgun.
Whoa, whoa.
Hey, watch where you point that.
Oh,
whoa, whoa,
whoa. Always act like the gun is loaded.
Yeah!
All right, what else you got, Rev?
For a time warp, I brought some Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, nice. Who doesn't love Crystal Pepsi?
Apparently. A little deck-building card game called Dark Gothic Chronicle Horror. But it's the expansion, so you get to get the other game.
That seems like something BJ would like to play.
Probably.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's why I took it.
Yeah, he's into that stuff.
And then finally, some Chappy ears.
Chappy ears.
So you got the little
Remember
ears.
Chappy?
Oh, wow! There's Chappy swag. Oh.
Yeah, this is the kind of shit they give radio stations.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
There you go.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for bringing all of that.
Nice.
Do you want to shoot the gun, Graham? Oh. Just cockshot it.
Yep.
Didn't even wait for any nipples.
Oh, shit. She spit it out.
And Graham, I'm holding in my hand your contribution to the prize bag.
The Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies, Doug. There it is. Doug has a foreword. Yeah. Get your cocks hard.
All right. Well, you know, before we get further into this, there's these disgusting, I mean delicious, voodoo donuts that somebody brought.
Nothing like Seattle like voodoo donuts.
Yeah. They're a little messy to throw, but I will if you want me to.
Wow.
Right into that man's hand. And then we got some Krispy Kremes here on the stage, too.
Graham, get that around one of those hard dicks.
Yeah, balcony.
Wow. I love the cream filled.
Oh, I'm gonna try to hit that target sign right there, ladies and gentlemen. For $1,000 in cash.
I think I hit someone in the face
right before it. You motherfucker! You motherfucker!
Ah, this just got violent.
All right, who's got another sign in the front you want me to destroy?
Give Graham a Nerf gun and he just goes crazy.
Darth Vader!
Oh, man.
Couldn't move it for me a little bit? Jesus. That's not cool.
He used the Force.
I still want bring the lights up again, please. I still want to hit that target sign.
Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
Oh, Darth Vader.
Take that, ISIS!
Luke, I am your donut hole. All right. Yeah, Graham's wiping his hands off on the tablecloth. Comes in handy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets a little sticky with the donuts.
So the donuts get a little messy.
You got a little aggressive with that.
I don't like donuts, and they're bullshit, and I'm going to fucking throw them in as angry as I can. And if I'm president, I'm going to build a wall around donut places.
All right. I got a couple of questions I want to ask the panel before we get to the game portion of the show, and we'll start with Ken J. What was the last motion picture you saw, Ken?
Earlier this afternoon, I saw Hell or High Water. Yeah.
Great movie. It's a good one, right? Where'd you see it at?
It's great. Cinerama, man. That's
right?
The place to go.
Cinerama is an awesome theater here in Seattle, and I'm so glad it's still open because it's hard to keep those single screen giant theaters open.
It's easier if you're a multi-billionaire like Paul Allen. That helps. That helps the bottom line.
Yeah, that's great. And did you like the movie?
Oh, it was great, man. Ben Foster has turned into Guy Fieri so gradually that I didn't even notice. No, everybody's great. Chris Pine's good. Jeff Bridges is sort of mumbly, doing the Tommy Lee Jones thing. We don't need Tommy Lee Jones anymore.
Yeah, look out, Tommy Lee Jones. Jeff Bridges is the new
you. We got Jeff Bridges
now.
And when he dies, we have Chris Cooper. We're good for like at least 30 years.
All right, Andy, what about you?
I watched Deadpool on the plane.
Yeah, I could watch Deadpool over and over again on planes, and I did over the last year or so. What airline were you on?
Delta.
Really?
I feel that way about
really?
Delta.
Really? Guy excited about Delta. Yeah, I love it, the way their computers go down and nobody gets off the ground.
I'm a diamond medallion, so it's different. Nothing ever bad happens to us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Justin, what was the last movie you saw?
I went last night and I saw Don't Breathe.
Mm.
The thriller that I had no idea was about a bunch of people in Detroit robbing a blind army vet. It's kind of heavy shit.
Yeah, it's intense, that movie, for sure.
It is. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, it gets really weird in the third act.
It sure does, and we're not going to tell you
what
happens, but we are warning you that it does get weird.
But I liked it as a cat and mouse thriller. It was very entertaining. I like Stephen Lang.
Yeah, Stephen really Lang's the blind guy in the movie, and you might know him from like Avatar, and he was Injun Joe in Band of Robbers that's currently on Netflix. Great character actor. Scary fucking guy.
Yeah, terrifying in this role, even as a blind guy.
The fact that he's blind, ends up being an advantage for him because it's his house.
Yeah.
And he turns all the lights off and then just goes to town on people.
And he's like 60 or something. He's ripped.
Yeah.
Like, he is horrifyingly just muscular.
Kind of small in person.
Really?
Yeah, that helps you.
He will still destroy me.
If that helps you sleep at night. Graham, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw the Roberto Duran movie, Hands of Stone, Doug. And actually, I liked it. It didn't get good ratings on the Rotten Tomatoes and the like, but I thought it was excellent. I really...
Usher stars Usher?
Usher is Sugar Ray Leonard.
Did he also show you where your seat was?
Yes, he did.
But you liked it.
I was very surprised. I didn't know if I would or not, but it was good. Robert De Niro's good in it, and it's if you like that era of boxing in the 70s and 80s, it's really cool. John Turturro plays a mob guy. It's good business.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah, do
it. I don't care what Rotten Tomatoes says.
Yeah, fuck those dicks.
No, I do care now that you mention it.
I get it.
All right, and this is, you know, I don't mean this to be like a heavy question, but it's still, it just happened, and so I want to talk about it a little bit because people want to hear about it. The great Gene Wilder passed away. And, yeah,
clap it up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in heaven right now going, I love all the applause that I'm getting from Seattle right now. Ken, what's your favorite Gene Wilder movie? Do you have one?
Yeah, if I get to go first, Willy Wonka, I guess. Everybody else has to pretend they like some Mel Brooks movie better, but Willy Wonka, man, that's the stuff. He's dark in that. He's scary. He'll take your boat into a tunnel and just scare the hell out of kids for no reason.
Yeah, that moment at the beginning where he walks out and he's all stiff and he has the cane and then he does a little flip. Like, he had to talk the director into that. The director was like, oh, that doesn't seem right, you know? Like, why would he do that? And Gene Wilder just insisted on it, and they did a couple different takes, and then that it ended up in the movie. Because it's like, from the second you meet Willy Wonka, you're like, what the fuck is this guy up to? And then it lasts for the rest of the movie, till the end where you're like, oh, he's trying to kill a small boy and his grandfather. It's a weird suicide pact.
So that's okay. Then you realize it's okay. He was just trying to kill them all.
The thing is, the elevator's flying, and I'm sure landing is not a problem. I'm sure Willy Wonka worked that out. They landed in the water somewhere or something. What about you, Andy? Do you have a favorite Gene Wilder movie?
I probably was going to say the one that Ken said, but I guess I'll say Young Frankenstein. The putting on the Ritz scene.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking great.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, that is one of the more perfect comedies that has ever existed.
He also wrote it.
So. Yep, co-wrote it with Mel. And then I guess they had a falling out after that, and Gene Wilder, they both just went off and made movies that weren't as good as the ones they were doing together. But I guess Mel Brooks did an interview recently where he talked about how great Gene Wilder is, and... So that's cool. Justin? I'm just digging a big hole.
I won't crib from the others, so Blazing Saddles.
Of course.
Really love it. He's got a super subdued role, but it fits perfectly, and I love Westerns.
Yeah, it's hilarious and groundbreaking, and he was asked... Mel Brooks asked him to do it at the last minute because the actor that was going to do it showed up too drunk to be a fucking drunken cowboy. And so they, Gene Wilder said yes, and it turned out great. Graham?
It's either Silver Streak or the one where they're in jail. Was it Straight Time?
Stir Crazy.
I love Stir Crazy.
Did you say Straight Talk?
Yeah,
straight
no,
talk.
Straight Time.
The movie about... getting kids right with what it's like to go to prison.
They're basically the same film,
yeah,
Doug.
Stir Crazy is about how you don't want to go to prison.
Right.
Because you will go crazy in there.
No, I love that movie. I love when he's like, they got him on the chains, and he's like, oh, God, this is really helping my back. And then they put him in solitary confinement. He's like, could I have one more month? I'm really starting to find myself. There's just fucking hilarious moments in that movie, so...
Yeah, that's the great thing about Gene Wilder is you could say to a panel of four people, what's your favorite, and get four different answers because he's in at least seven or eight great movies and and lots of other movies that he makes better just by being in them. Like, he's always fun to watch. All right. Bert Kreischer, you can turn the show off now. Because I'm about to say, let the games begin! We got lots of name tags for you guys to choose from. So go pick whoever you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 if you're not a subscriber to Screen Junkies Plus, what are you waiting for?
I've got a new show on Screen Junkies Plus that you gotta see called Pitch Off. The first episode features past and future Doug Loves Movies guest Matt Besser, plus everybody's fave Jeff Tate as my executive assistant. Comedians and aspiring movie makers pitch their ideas to be greenlit or passed on by me, a fake movie studio executive. And you can see that first episode for free by going to ScreenJunkies.com and signing up for the free trial, where you can also see other Screen Junkies Plus shows like What's in the Box with Jay and Silent Bob. So do it today or sometime tomorrow. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Jen Kennings?
I'm playing for all the petery horses. It's the Matt Damon Western, except you've been photoshopped in for Matt Damon, and you're sort of nuzzling up to me, who has been photoshopped in for Penelope Cruz. So this is like that time you and I went to Mexico, sort of, a little bit.
Yeah, it's really bringing back memories for me.
Those were good times. Buenos tiempos.
It's a very sexy poster.
It is hot.
You've got that long neck like a lot of those like aliens are depicted, you know what I mean?
It's almost like, how is my head like over to the side like that? I don't know what's going on there. I'm trying to get away from Doug's moist kisses or something.
Yeah, get away from my moist kisses.
That could be your next podcast.
Andy?
I am playing for Nicolocalypse Now. And she did no photoshopping. It's just the poster with her name on there. But she left her ticket in the back of this kind of, whatever you call this
thing. It's weird.
But it has her credit card information on it, so that'll be
Oh, good.
Helpful.
It's a bonus.
Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah, definitely hang on to that.
Open bar after the show, guys. Courtesy of Nicole.
Justin?
I'm playing for Han American Werewolf in London. Or Han American.
So that's the person's name, Han?
Hannah. Or Hannah.
Oh, Hannah.
Han American.
Han American Werewolf in London. Yeah. All right. She got Mark Wahlberg on there.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg and Doug Benson go backpacking through Europe.
That's a nice poster. I like it.
Yeah, very good quality on it.
But Graham Elwood, he's got the pick of the night, I think.
Doug, I'm playing for the Empire Strikes Matt, which is a Darth Vader pinata, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm going to punch this later and open it up full of candy. And then get your dicks hard!
Does the pinata have dark side chocolate inside? Is there candy in there? There is?
Yeah, it's a pinata.
Well, we should... Did you also bring a bat?
I'll open that thing up with my fist.
We should fucking smash this thing. You just gonna kick it?
Throw a donut at
Should
it.
Should you palm strike it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah!
Oh, wait. He's got to hit it again.
Oh!
That is one tough pinata.
Use the force, Graham.
Wait, what are you going to do with that stool? Oh, shit.
He's going to fall off the stage.
Oh, look at this.
What? Somebody's cane.
Just a second, Graham. Why does the guy with a cane come running up with it?
It's Willy Wonka.
Watch your backswing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Apparently candy's on the bottom.
He took the head clean off of it, but all the candy is in his chest, I guess.
Just a flesh wound.
Be careful in the splash zone.
That's for the younglings.
This is taking forever.
That's for Padme.
Oh, there is candy.
Ooh, there we go.
There it is. Enjoy your candy, everybody.
Oh, sweet. There's Whoppers.
It's hard to get those fun-sized candies into the balcony. Try to get them into the balcony. Good try, Andy. It's hard to get them up there, even though there's lots of guys up there with their dicks out. All right. I hope that's not a new trend. I hope people don't bring more pinatas to the show.
People on the podcast are going to love that.
Yeah, nothing's better to listen to.
Especially difficult to penetrate pinatas.
Describe the cane to them.
Oh, there's your cane back. If you want to run up here and get it.
That's kind of a dark scene right there, just with the cane and the Darth Vader head. Kind of creepy.
That was a fucking tough-ass pinata.
Yeah, that was like... What? What? What secondhand donuts? What are you talking about? Which donuts?
Sir, can what? I have you step away from the stage, please?
The ones I threw into the crowd? You put the voodoo donuts or the Krispy Kremes? These ones? Yeah, don't eat those ones, you guys. This guy says they're bad. They're like old donuts he brought.
They're like the ones he poisons for his neighbors.
Like for he says he kids. Sort of found them. Found some garbage donuts and then let me throw them to people.
Thanks for your cane, sir. That's one of the weirder exchanges I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
I'm not judging it. I'm just putting it on a scale.
Hey, you know those donuts you just threw at people?
Yeah.
They're full of poison.
What?
Sorry. Oh, thanks for the heads up. Yeah, I ate one of those donuts. Now I walk with this limp.
Oh, please enjoy the Drano donuts, folks. Get your dicks out.
Holy crap. All right.
Let's start with a fun game called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. People that are on IMDb, some of you are. I believe Graham's got an IMDb page, so does Ken. But movie stars have them as well. Not just you guys.
Really? Okay.
They're just like us.
So I'll start naming the top four credits that they're best known for, an actor or actress. Buzz in with your own name and guess as soon as you think you know it. If you buzz in early, like on the first title, you do risk getting -1 point for a wrong answer. But the earlier you get in, the more bonus points you can get by naming the additional films that are in that person's top four. Make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, here we go. There's a guy in the audience who's confused, but that doesn't matter.
It's because he ate one of those weird donuts.
Oh my God. He's like totally deranged on a fucking... just having to say the expression, a bad voodoo donut, already doesn't make sense, because isn't that sort of their thing, is that the donuts are got an edge to them? These donuts have voodoo in them. Whose IMDb top four begins with The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers? Buzz in with your own name if you want to guess the name of an actor or actress from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. The next film listed in this person's top four is The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings. Which I think is the title that has the most "the"s in it. Yeah. I think with four "the"s, it breaks the record. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Still nobody buzzing in. Some cautious players. I like it. The third movie in this person's top four is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Ah, we're playing a golf game here.
Nobody? All right, so just for 1 point then, the first person to buzz in with your own name, The Goonies.
Ken.
Oh, you started to say something, Rev, but I didn't know what you said.
I didn't say my name because
I didn't get it out.
Nope.
Ken Jennings, who is it?
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin is correct. All right, Ken has 1 point. Here's the next round. Don't do any, please don't guess from the audience, you guys. I know some of you are drunk. Yeah, some of you.
Some of them are just feeling those donuts.
Yeah.
Do they have human flesh in them? Can we guess?
It's like 20 questions.
Did you at least find them in Portland?
It's the incredible journey. They just made their own way up here.
Just found magic. Portland donuts in Seattle. That would be a bummer.
They go really bad when you bring them across state lines. All right, here's the next round. Whose top four begins with Boogie Nights?
Graham.
Oh, Graham is buzzing in. No audience guesses. I heard somebody.
I'm going to go Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg is incorrect.
What the fuck is bullshit is that? Son of a dirty donut.
Dirty donut. All right, you're out for this round, Graham.
You're out.
You'll be back. I'm out as well. Neither one of us are allowed to answer. It's not just movies in somebody's top four, so sometimes that curveball will happen. Whose top four begins with Boogie Nights and then continues with Evening Shade?
Ken.
Ken Jennings.
Yeah. Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is correct.
Damn. Evening Shade, huh?
Now, Ken gets to guess two more Burt Reynolds titles that he thinks are in Burt's top four on IMDb. It's just Ken. Let's hear it. What do you got, Ken?
Wow. Smokey and the Bandit.
All right, what else?
And, wow. The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard is correct. But instead of Smokey and the Bandit, they went with, say it, Graham.
You got it. They went with...
They went with Deliverance.
Oh. Deliverance. Ken, you got a pretty mouth.
Especially on that poster, that name tag.
It's almost creepier with a game show voice than the hillbilly. You know what I mean? I'm going to make you squeal like a pig, Ken.
All right, Ken has 3 points. Justin and Andy are tied with no points. And then there's Graham. Negative 1 point. You can turn this around, Graham.
Sorry.
Yeah, all it takes is a quick spit take and you're back on board.
I was trying to get myself a pearl necklace.
Who's... Whose top four starts with The Thin Red Line? Second up, Warrior.
Ooh, Andy.
Andy.
Nick Who, Nolte?
Nick Nolte? Is that what you're saying?
I think so, but
Nick
I'm
Nolte?
Wrong. I think I'm wrong.
You're saying Nick Nolte?
Yes.
Nick Nolte?
I thought of something else.
Nick Nolte is correct.
Wow!
Sweet. Take that, Ken. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so you get to guess two more Nick Nolte projects.
Oh, man, this is hard.
For his top four.
Prince of Tides?
For 2 bonus points, okay, one more.
Oh, another 48 hours? Another 48 hours.
Yeah, let's take the first answer.
No, no, sequel. Go with the sequel. Go with the sequel.
Lord of the Rings?
48 hours is correct. What was the other one you said?
Prince of Tides.
Oh, yeah, no Prince of Tides. They went with Cape Fear. Cape Fear. All right, Ken has 3 points, Andy has 2, Justin has 0. Graham needs a big comeback here. This is the last one in this game, unless we have to play a tiebreaker round. Which actor or actress has, as the first title in their top four on IMDb, Star Wars Episode 4, The Empire Strikes Back?
Fuck it, Graham. I gotta make a comeback.
You gotta make a comeback. Let's Who is it, Graham?
It's Mark Hamill.
Incorrect.
It's Harrison Ford.
No more guesses. Sorry, Graham. You'll be back in the next game. The second title after Empire Strikes Back is Star Wars Episode 5, The Return of the Jedi.
Justin!
What are you yelling at me for? 6, you're right, it's 6.
Wait.
Empire is 5.
Empire is 5.
You're right, 5, 6 is Return. You're right.
Okay, so I should get a redo then, right? Because of that?
No.
No, you still would have guessed wrong.
I called out.
Did you buzz in, Rev?
I did buzz in.
Okay.
I'm going to steal Graham's answer as Harrison Ford.
Incorrect.
Damn it. I was trying to crib
up. The next title.
Lord of the Rings?
the actor named Lord of the Rings. Yes, that is correct.
No, that's my name.
Here's your trailer, Mr. Rings.
The next title is Batman.
Ken. Billy Dee Williams.
Correct! Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee. So Ken now moves way ahead to 4 points, so this is all just for fun. Can you name the fourth credit in Billy Dee Williams' top four?
Maybe Brian's Song?
Just to rub it in. Not Brian's Song.
Mahogany. Or whatever.
Very strangely, they went with the televised soap opera, The Guiding Light.
He's so good in that.
That's very weird, right? But the theme that ran through, sometimes there's a theme that runs through the IMDb game, and the theme with Sean Astin, Burt Reynolds, Nick Nolte, and Billy Dee Williams is that they've all played football players in various movies and TV shows, including Brian's Song that was just mentioned. The tiebreaker was going to be James Caan, whose top four is The Godfather, Misery, Las Vegas, the TV show, and Elf. I bet James Caan is so proud of that. I love being in Elf. I'm such a good bad guy. I was in Elf. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Woo! We'll start with you, Ken, because you won the last game. Then we'll go to Andy, Rev, and Graham. It's one-on-one. I'll say the tagline from a motion picture. It's either in the poster or in the ads or something. And then you just get one guess, Ken. And if you can't get it right, we move on to Andy. What movie has the tagline, "They're young, they're in love, and they kill people"?
That is Bonnie and Clyde?
That is correct. Andy, you get to go first on this next one. You haven't seen anything until you've seen everything.
No chill. Zero chill on that guy.
Did you think that answer was going to elicit a laughter, or did you think it was the correct answer? Because either way, fuck you.
Will the gentleman with the cane please beat that dude to death? Thank you for coming out.
Or maybe that guy ate one of the donuts, and now he just yells out things that are wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. In case anybody was wondering.
Amy Adams
is also wrong. But also, always hilarious when somebody yells that you should go to a concert and yell Freebird, that people will buy you drinks. Andy? They'll hoist you up on their shoulders and chant Rudy.
Can you repeat
What do you think that's from, Andy? It's not from Over the Top or Amy Adams the movie. You haven't seen anything until you've seen everything.
I have no idea.
Okay. Justin, do you have a guess?
The Full Monty?
No, but that's a good guess. Makes sense. Graham?
Lord of the Rings.
Full title.
The Lord of the Rings, the ultimate Lord of the Rings. That is the Lord of
the Rings. Wait, you're going up with one that's not even, you're just making the title up?
That's in pre-production. I worked on the poster.
I've told you this before, Graham. Movies that don't exist yet don't count. You haven't seen anything until you've seen everything is the tagline for everything you've always wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask. Yeah.
It's a long title.
We'll start with Ken again.
Gene Wilder movie.
Ken? By plane, by train, it's the most hilarious suspense ride of your life.
By plane, by train, it's the most hilarious suspense ride of your life.
If repeating it back accurately was the game, you just won.
Let's play short-term memory. With, maybe that is... Silver Streak.
That is correct.
Ah! Wow. Nice.
I don't believe it.
Nice. Wow.
What helped me was repeating it back so accurately. That's how I got it.
Yeah. No, all three of those films feature the great late Gene Wilder, and so does this fourth one. This is just for fun because Ken won the game officially, but just for laughs, I'm going to say one more, and we'll see which one of you. Just go ahead and guess what it is. This kosher comedy hasn't got a prayer, but plenty of laughs.
Producers?
No.
Damn it.
That's another great Gene Wilder movie, by the way. I would go with the Gene Wilder movie.
Amy Adams, the movie?
Nope.
The Lord of the Rings, The Journey of the Rabbi.
Ken doesn't even know this one?
Bad Lieutenant Protocol, New Orleans. No.
Nope. It's another Gene Wilder movie in which he co-starred with Harrison Ford. Called The Frisco Kid.
Wow.
Oh! I'm so glad we didn't need that tiebreaker. Because Ken is the winner of that game. Which means he gets to go first in this next game, which is called Last Man Stanton. And then it'll come to me. Because we're going to switch the order around. Then Graham, then Justin, then Andy. We're going to name movies by one particular person until we run out. And it's kind of a memory game because we've already said a lot of his movies. Aww. We're doing it with Gene Wilder. So start us off, Ken. Name any... whether it's been mentioned before or not, Gene Wilder movie.
I'm going to go with my favorite, The Frisco Kid. It's got kosher laughs and drama that's triff or something. I can't remember what it was.
You know what? I knew it was going to be Gene Wilder, so I actually shouldn't play. So we'll go to Graham. Now I realize that's not fair at all. Because I've been staring at Gene Wilder titles for a few days now. So, Graham, we'll go to you.
I'll go The Producers.
The Producers. Very good.
Blazing Saddles.
Which year?
Whoops. The Producers, The Lord of the Producers, and The Quest for the Ring of the Production.
It's a weird year. all right, Rev's going with Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, yep.
Very good. Blazing Saddles.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
All right.
Nice.
That's an interesting strategy to pull out one we haven't mentioned yet.
Bold move. Bold move.
Ken?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Fuck!
What did you say?
What'd you say?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wrote down WW in the CF. Because I'm lazy. What else, Graham?
I'm going to go with Young Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. YF.
Yangly fuck charm. One word. Fuck charm is one word.
For why you went with Yangly?
Yangly?
Justin?
Stir Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Prison Rodeos. Nothing wrong with those.
Andy?
Silver Streak.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. It really is a memory game. And that's why Graham's about to lose. No lifelines.
Could you please read off the names that have already been, the movies that have already been picked?
Oh, good call. Yeah. Little recap. So far, we've said Schnabble Flabble and Skinky Dinky, bloop a doop a doop, beep a loop a deep a doop.
I think you left one out.
Frisco Kid.
Okay.
The Producers, Blazing Saddles, Hear No Evil, See No Evil, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Young Frankenstein, Stir Crazy, Silver Streak, Bonnie and Clyde. What else is missing? I'm pretty sure there's at least a couple that we've said already tonight. Maybe.
Nope.
I think we've used up that well.
At least one.
Oh, The Towering Inferno.
Oh, there you go. Graham's out.
Wow. I was like, wow, you said that
confidence. On. He's in that scene with the elevator, and they're caught in there, and then they got to get out, and there's a young Leif Garrett that helps him down the staircase.
It's always Leif Garrett with you. It's never a way to prove an argument by bringing up Leif Garrett.
I just think he's underrated, and he doesn't give enough credit.
Rev?
Because I had to do some research on it, I looked it up. Because I do a podcast.
Right, you're in morning radio, so you got to talk about people who die, yeah.
So, yes. So I know in the 90s, he did Alice in Wonderland.
Whoa. You know, that's interesting you should say that, because that was what I like to call a TV movie.
Oh. Fuck.
Damn it!
But I didn't warn you about the TV movie thing, so I'll give you one more chance.
No, that was all I had.
That's all you got?
Yeah,
you're
that's all
out.
I had.
You did very limited research into Mr. T.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's radio research. You look on IMDb, you look at the things, you're like, oh, he's in that.
I found one miniseries, and then I was like,
You come on, I check your wiki page, and hopefully it's all, it all worked out. It's only bit me in the ass a couple times.
Andy?
Everything you wanted to know about sex but afraid to ask?
That's correct.
God damn it.
It's too long of a title. Yeah.
All right, Ken.
Are we out? Are we out of repeats? Maybe.
Yeah, that might have been all the ones we've mentioned.
How about Haunted Honeymoon?
Yes.
Gilda Radner.
Haunted Honeymoon with Gilda Radner. Mm. Back to you, Andy.
That'll help. All right.
That did it.
You can do it, Andy.
If I would have had one of those, I'd still be fucking going.
Right, yeah, if someone had just yelled, come on, Graham. Don't say something dumb, Graham.
Amy Adams, the movie. I don't know. I'm
done. It's a good go-to. Do you want to rub it in, Ken, with one more?
The Little Prince?
Yes.
Oh,
the
fuck,
Little Prince.
God damn it, I saw that movie in the theaters when I was a kid. Bullshit.
Sherlock Holmes, Smarter Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Rhinoceros. I know. Getting obscure. Did I ask yet? But you are right, Lady in Red. And maybe one or two more. Now I'll ask.
Finding a job.
Start the Revolution Without Me, very good. Hanky Panky, another Gilda Radner one.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Why? Why would he be in that one? Exactly. World's Greatest Lover? Another you? Really?
No, another you. Oh, I thought he was heckling us. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Thank
and
you,
then
sir.
He was on a an episode or two of Will and Grace, and yeah, there you go. Great job, everybody. I think we got time for one more game. You guys down for one more game? Let's play How High Can You Get? So since Ken was our winner again, we'll start with Ken.
Can you review the rules on this one for me, please, Doug?
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to get a genre, a type of film, and then we got to take turns naming. This time I'll play because I don't know what the suggestion is going to be. And we'll take turns naming movies that fit that genre that in the first round, starting with Ken all the way down to me, we all have to name a movie that's in that genre that only has one word in the title. Then we start with Ken and we do two words. Then three, who knows how high we'll get. How high can we get is the name of the game. And someone in the audience tweeted at me today saying, I've got the perfect genre for this game, and I can't wait to suggest it tonight. I'm not going to call on that person. But is Kurt Wetzel here? That's you? What do you do for a living, Kurt Wetzel? You do what? Cost accounting?
Yeah!
Another guy's into it.
Unsung heroes.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't trust the reaction to anything tonight because a lot of people are on bad donuts right now. So, what's your suggestion, Kurt? Superhero movies. Did we do that already? Feels like we would have, but maybe we haven't. I think we have done that already. You reached out to me, say you had a brand new idea. And then here we are, superhero movies. But I'm always willing to take on the same thing twice. I can do it. Start with you, Ken. Superhero movie with one word in the title.
Superman.
Very good.
Please hold your applause.
Andy?
Batman.
We're going to run out of men.
Justin? Training men.
Super?
Is it considered?
James Gunn, yeah. Rainn Wilson?
I was waiting for the rest of it, but yes. Straight up super. Very good, very dark movie.
So we've done Superman, and what was
it? Let's do a recap real quick.
Yeah. I can't hear. Some of these, I'm having an ear.
The acoustics are weird, but Superman, Batman, and Super.
The Batman.
So the only thing left for you to say is just man.
Thor.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with... Perhaps I've been discussing this lately a lot with people, what might be one of my absolute favorite superhero movies, Unbreakable.
Ooh, buddy.
Fun call.
It's different from other superhero movies, but I like it, and it's certainly my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie. Ken Jennings, we're back to you for any superhero movie with two words in the title. Don't help from the audience. Especially when we get to three words and you're dying to yell out over the top.
It's a great graphic novel.
This is a movie we didn't appreciate enough at the time. Superman Returns.
Okay.
Bryan Singer won. Because we didn't know the Zacks. We're like, this is just, you know, Richard Donner nostalgia. It's goofy. But we didn't know it could get much worse. We didn't know that Zack Snyder was coming.
Yeah, we didn't know better. We should have just loved it when we had the chance.
More Kevin Spacey Superman movies. That's what we could have had, but no.
Yeah. All right. Andy?
The Avengers?
Okay, I'll accept it. Some like to argue that it's called Marvel's The Avengers, but I don't want to get into that shit here. This is just a friendly game. No reason to worry about the word Marvel. Justin?
Batman Begins. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Iron Man.
See that one? Now, does that have a hyphen or is it two?
It's two words.
See, those are the ones that always get me all confused.
All right, that's a close one. I don't know why you were taking such a chance with that, because what did Rev say?
He said,
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins, yeah. So you could just do...
Whoa.
I don't know why, Graham, you didn't just say Spider-Man 2. Three words, Ken.
Batman and Robin with the nipples. With the long,
yeah, the nipple,
the
one,
long nipples. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Get them, yeah, hard, ladies.
I wouldn't have known what you were talking about until you said with the nipples. That really cleared it up for me. Because Alicia Silverstone was in that one, right? Not those nipples. We're talking George Clooney nips.
Very. And Chris O'Donnell nips, by the way.
What?
Chris O'Donnell nips too.
He had nips too.
I think.
That movie was nip crazy. Andy?
Batman versus Superman.
All right, now settle down, everybody. Settle down. Settle down. I'm ahead of you.
Pandemonium.
That's not the full title.
All right, can I... Fuck.
So... You need to quickly say another title before we all forget what a stickler I am for the rules.
The Incredible Hulk.
Very good.
Take that, Dad.
What?
He's mad at his dad. He's got
to
work some stuff
out. My dad's here and he doesn't believe in me.
Is this true? Your dad's here?
It's okay.
No, oh. But he does. But he doesn't believe in me, so.
That's why he's not here. What's the update in the Seattle game? Who's sneaking and finding out the score? I just keep hearing, okay, oh, you're taping it? Sorry, sir. I won't bring it up again.
You're taping a preseason game?
Wow. Jesus.
I gotta watch practice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and see this game that doesn't matter.
You got the NFL Combine on your DVR there, friend? What else you got? Practice live Periscope.
He's watching the CFL Draft. I got to see the Calgary Rough Riders got this year.
Oh, you camping out for high school football tomorrow night, friend, after the show?
Got to get my lucky seat. Boom. Justin, did you say one of the three words?
I have not. Sticking with Chris Nolan, The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Very good. somebody's saying something in the audience. Okay, just keep saying over the top. Yeah. It's always fun. Graham?
The Ant-Man.
Jesus.
Almost. Yeah, do you want to take that back?
Yeah,
or,
I'll take that back.
He's going to take that one back, you guys. It's going to put that one back on the shelf.
Iron Man 2.
All right, let me think. Iron Man 3. Ken, we need a four-word superhero movie.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
Asshole. It was totally mine.
The Dark Knight Rises, asshole.
I think this is wrong, but...
That's your dad saying that. What do you... Don't you believe that?
Yes.
Thank you. Fuck you, Dad. Ken's my new dad. Me and my dad mouth kiss. Captain America Civil War.
Yes. Yes, very good. Justin.
Thor the Dark World.
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid's here.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Was already said by Ken Jennings.
Just, that
no,
was
it
the
didn't.
First one. That's what Ken said.
Well, let's...
Did you hear me call him an asshole?
Just three turns ago, he
I
said
I can't
it.
Hear
it
down
wasn't
there.
Wasn't that long ago.
I'm thinking of... let's go with Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh!
Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, there's more than four words in that title.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but what's it really called?
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Try again.
Oh, is it the Winter Soldier? Is that what it is in there?
Yeah.
All right, I got that in my pocket for the five round.
Yo, yeah, no one else will get to it before you, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to make it to you. I tried that.
All right, so the four banger is going to be...
Yeah, give us a four banger.
The four banger is going to be... It's going to be... I got a lot of fives in my pocket.
All right,
here.
You got 10 minutes. Go.
All right. It is The Amazing Spider-Man.
Hyphen.
Spider-Man has a hyphen in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking it out. You know what I mean?
So you're saying it's called The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's got to have more words in it, right?
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I think that was the full title.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Down goes Veda.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Ring toss. Red donuts.
Lady with hard nipples in the very front row. Because you stomped on Darth Vader's head. Now, it looks like it does in the Force Awakens.
Yeah, it does look like Force Awakens.
Is that your codpiece?
I will finish what you have started, Father.
You can't reassemble a piñata. Yeah. All right, I'm out. Ken? Five words.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
See, he does this, Graham. He does this.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Nice.
Graham might have said extraordinary.
We both had bad fathers, man.
I thought of a good hashtag for this episode. Hashtag Luke, I am your pinata. All right, who are we up to? Rev?
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, nice.
Just gonna fucking take that one right out of my head, are you? Just gonna
you
sit
there?
You didn't
already say it. Blame Ken?
This is bullshit.
Sorry.
What's another fiver, Graham?
I've got a fiver.
I think you can do it.
I got a nice hot fiver for you, Doug. Oh, no. Let's go with.
Do that five more times.
Doug is shitting out candy bars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go with.
What do you got?
Here's what I got.
Here, while you think, I'm going to throw candy.
Oh, I got one. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Whoa! Sorry, it's called Marvel's The Guardian. Ken, six-word superhero title.
Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes. Nice. I keep trying to hit this one lady. All the dudes around her just snap them up. Did you get it?
Yay. That's the patriarchy, man. You gotta work twice as hard as those guys.
For half the candy.
For 72% of the candy.
Is this five or six?
Six.
I wonder if anybody in their eulogies or write-ups of Gene Wilder mentioned that in Willy Wonka he broke the glass ceiling. It was just for him and an old dude and a little boy, but still. Andy? You got one, or do I need to throw some more candy?
X-Men Days of Future Past?
Whoa! I like it!
Is it enough?
I think that's five.
So we're on six, right?
It works. X-Men as a dash.
Okay.
Days
we'll
of Future
yeah.
Past, yeah.
That's five.
But we're on
five.
We're
on six.
Oh, if we're on six, you're out.
I'm out.
I thought we were still on five.
Marvel's X-Men Days of Future Past.
They don't put Marvel's in front of the X-Men titles. If they did, I would totally give it to you. Sony.
Yeah, exactly. Produced by.
All right. Sorry, dude. You're out. Great game, though.
Fuck you, Dad.
Your dad's just drunk yelling over the top. Is this Matt guy going to walk up with a cane and go, the candy bars, you're actually bad, you can't.
Yeah, Andy's just throwing garbage into the crowd. Here, I'll give you some candy to throw if you want. Oh, shit.
That might have got
there.
Get
to the balcony? Nope, just hit the bartender in the face.
The bartender's my dad.
You got anything, Rev?
The Dark Knight Rises director's cut.
Awesome. I love you. The deleted scene with Jason Garrett, Leif's older brother, in that one.
Oh, so you have seen it.
Yeah, it's great. He's fantastic.
Graham, it's just you and Ken.
I know. Here's what we're...
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Um... Let's see.
Don't duck. She's like, held her hands up, and I throw it. She's like, ah.
Nice catch. There you go. Two hands. You looked it in. Nice. That's a shitty catch. You didn't fucking use two hands, and you didn't look it in.
They found all that candy in Wenatchee, so don't eat it.
Just so you guys know, don't eat the candy.
No, I'm pretty sure this is Puyallup shit. You got anything, Graham? Or are we just going to let Ken Jennings walk away with another win?
No, I can't let him win. I cannot. I have to.
All he does is win all the time.
Think how boring it is for me. Who's the real victim here?
Good job, Graham. You're boring Ken.
The Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It's coming out May 17th.
And it's called Volume 2, so it's...
But volume doesn't count, you know what I mean? That's just like...
No, I think it totally counts.
It's like you don't count a colon?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right, so let's go with Superman 3. That weirdo that saved the Earth or whatever. Fucking goddamn it. I can't think of one. I'm out. I think I'm out.
Was there a shithead on the back of the Darth Vader pinata?
There should be.
Which part?
Yeah, it's all over the crowd right now.
It's
in
a cabeza de mierda.
It's on the back of... It's on the cape.
The cape.
Here. There's no cape anymore.
It's out at Martha's Vineyards.
Chris
Brown. There's a cape. Well, there's a cape.
Well, there's the cape.
Oh. Yeah, there's green writing all over it.
Other side.
Okay.
There's the cape.
Oh,
here we
okay.
Go.
Shithead.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's a good one.
God damn it. Matt, I'm sorry. I tried.
All right. Ken Jennings is our winner.
Get your dicks hard.
I'm so hard right now.
Does anybody in the audience have a six-word superhero movie?
The Quest for Peace.
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
I was looking for it. I couldn't think of that one.
That's a good
Superman
one.
Superman
4,
yeah. The Quest for Peace.
Nailed it. What else? What was wrong? Ken was wrong when? He said, versus not V? If the show wasn't almost over, I'd have you thrown out.
What's the one where Uma Thurman plays the ex-girlfriend superhero?
The Batman Forever?
No.
My ex-girlfriend?
My super ex-girlfriend. Is crazy, or is it just super ex?
I think it's just my super
ex-girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend.
I think it's my super ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, everybody. Ken is our winner.
This sucks.
What do you got to promote, Ken? What's going on?
Going to be a bumper shoot tomorrow. I'm not performing. I'm just going to go to Billy Idol. You can follow me on Twitter at Ken Jennings, where I just say short things.
Yeah, you keep it within the parameters of the Twitter rules.
I'm cool like that.
140 characters.
I'm a rule obeyer. I'm a first child like that.
Very funny Twitter account. Follow Ken Jennings if you aren't already.
I write the connections quiz for mentalfloss.com. And yeah, that's about it. I'm bored by my own resume. Let's move on.
Well, thank you very much, Ken Jennings, our winner. Where's that person you were playing for?
Peter.
Where are you at? Come get your prizes.
Be careful with that Crystal Pepsi.
There's more, Peter.
But wait.
Yeah, you're not done.
So many...
He has to bike.
He's going home on a bike. Yeah, you might want to re-gift some of that shit. Or figure out if you can get it all on your bike. That's crazy.
Don't get rid of Captain Kirk. Just put him in your bike shorts there. Tuck him in.
Yeah, he's small and doesn't mind being near your dick. Andy Haynes at Bumbershoot all weekend, but what else you got coming up?
I'll be at Laughs, the new comedy club in this neighborhood, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Come out and support live comedy not ran by shitheads. At I'm Andy Haynes on Twitter.com, but I'm not good at it, so.
That's your dad talking.
He's got some funny tweets, right?
Yeah.
The Rev, Justin.
Yeah.
Mornings here in Seattle, KISW.
Yep. BJ and Migs, KISW.
What's the call number on there?
99.9.
I should have known that. It's all nines.
Yep. KISW.com. And then also a geeky podcast we do 4 days a week, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. BJGeekNation.com.
Very
good.
Get all
the information on that. And I'm at Rev and Fuego.
Well, thank you, sir. Say hi to those guys for me. Thank you for being here. And Graham Elwood, what's going on, buddy?
Los Angeles Podcast Festival, September 23rd through the 25th. There's still passes available if you're in the LA area, and discount hotel rooms are just about gone. And if you can't make it, like I said, you can watch the whole weekend on the live stream, plus it's available for 30 days after. Save $5 and you'd use coupon code CFN, which stands for cock, fuck, knuckle, whatever, or Comedy Film Nerds. And the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies is available on our website. I brought not many, like 10 or 11 copies. I'll be in the lobby selling them right after the show.
Oh, get a copy from Graham in the lobby, you
come
guys.
Come by, and then Graham Elwood at Graham Elwood on Twitter. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Seattle.
Yes. I'm doing a special show in Houston. It's a happy hour, Douglas Movies, on Friday, September 30th at the Houston Improv. And thank you to the Neptune Theater and to all you guys for coming out. And one more time for all my guests, Ken Jennings, Andy Haynes.
Thank you, Seattle.
Justin, the Rev, and Fuego Robinson, and Graham Elwood. And as always, Chris is a shithead. It's real specific. Chris Brown is a shithead. So maybe that was the Chris that was intended in this other one. I don't know. And other people's unnecessary mouth sounds are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.